We're going to talk about now one of the biggest questions that we can ask about us and God. I'll give you a little hint. Here's a couple of them. If God has planned out all things, how can he hold me responsible for the decisions that I make? And if God is in control of everything, do my prayers make any kind of difference? Ian Maddock is a senior lecturer in theology at Sydney Missionary and Bible College at Croydon, and he has been thinking about these questions, questions that revolve around the power of God and our responsibility and how that all plays out, what kinds of answers to that. Ian, thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Dominic. Thanks for having me along.
Ah, that's a pleasure. Why do you think it is that people keep coming back to these topics?
Yeah, look, I think these are perennial questions for not just for Christians, but for all of humanity. These are questions that we've been asking for centuries, for millennia. This relationship between God's sovereignty and human responsibility, as you've already suggested, the conundrum: if God is sovereign over all things, what does that mean for my choices? Does that render me a
robot,
more than a pre-programmed robot? Exactly. What about when it comes to prayer? Why pray if God has determined all things from before the beginning of time? Why evangelize? When it comes to our salvation, do I choose God, or does God choose me? These are questions that have cropped up throughout the history of the church and even before.
Down through history, I imagine all sorts of different people have given different answers. What are some of the answers that have come up in history?
Yeah, so I guess some of the key players that we tend to remember when it comes to this relationship between sovereignty and responsibility, Augustine and Pelagius, Luther and Erasmus, Whitfield and Wesley. I guess there are two major temptations, two misgivings, misunderstandings, if you will, that sometimes we're tempted to go down. The first is typically to pit God's sovereignty over and against our responsibility. I'm thinking of examples like William Carey, the founder of the modern missions movement, when he suggested the need to go and evangelize the Indian subcontinent. He was told very firmly to sit back down, that God will take care of converting the Indians without Carey's help or anyone else's. On the one hand, this sort of wonderful affirmation of God's sovereignty, but functionally denying human responsibility. I guess on the flip side of that, there's the temptation to pit our responsibility over and against God's sovereignty. I'm reminded in this situation of a lady who once said to me that the Bible says that God helps those who help themselves.
I mean, a lot of people throw that line around, don't they? But it's not actually a Bible line, is it?
Well, it's not. It's not. So, I mean, the first thing to say is that the Bible never says it. It's not in Scripture, and it's something that we can trace back to Benjamin Franklin, not Scripture. But then also, I guess we can also respond that the Bible doesn't say it as well. The Scriptures never pit our responsibility over and against God's sovereignty, make God's sovereignty contingent upon our choices.
And so what's your answer then, Mr. Theology College lecturer?
Yeah, well, look, I guess it comes down to a question of theological authority. We've got a range of different choices of what's going to be our supreme authority when it comes to thinking about the relationship between sovereignty and responsibility. We can choose experience or reason or tradition, but I guess as for those in evangelical tradition,
we want to put the Bible first as the ultimate authority.
Exactly. So I think the Scriptures seem to hold these themes, these motifs, as complementary truths. They're mysterious. There's a sense in which we can't logically, rationally make them fit together, but the scriptures are affirming that these two truths as being equally true, that God is exhaustively sovereign, and yet that we are fully responsible at the same time. So, you know, what we ask is God exhaustively sovereign? You know, does he both foreknow and foreordain the future, or are we fully responsible? And in a sense, the scripture's answer is yes, they're both true.
You know, sometimes when I'm discussing with this with someone, and you can't really do this on the radio, I take my shoe off and undo my shoelace and hold a shoelace, one end in my left hand and one end in my right hand, and I say there's a tension in this rope and you can't let go of, or what if you let go of either the sovereignty of God or you let go of the responsibility of humans, you end up with a mess.
Yes.
What happens if you let go of, well, the sovereignty of God?
Yes. Well, I think all sorts of things flow out. I think we lose our sense of confidence that God is working all things for the good of those who love Him. That's a wonderful promise in Scripture that we have as Christians, that God isn't just empathizing with us or sympathizing with us, but that he is fully sovereign over all of the events of our lives. So it's a great loss if we're seeking to in any way compromise on the exhaustiveness of God's sovereignty. And the scriptures don't. The scriptures are quite happy to have these two themes side by side, often in the same verse. Thinking of that perhaps examples like Peter's sermon at Pentecost, where he reflects on Jesus' death, the sort of coalescing of themes of evil and God's sovereignty and human responsibility. And Peter's quite happy to have God's sovereignty and human responsibility sitting side by side. You know, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed. So, we are fully responsible for our actions, and yet even evil actions on our part don't thwart God and his sovereignty.
Hey, Ian, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
You're welcome.
That's Ian Maddock on the line there, and he's a senior lecturer in theology at Sydney Missionary and Bible College. This is 2CH 1170. Dominic Steele here this evening.